Two Situations Where Parents Intervene Immediately, by Krishna's Mercy.
Khelat balak byal sang melat pavak hat. Tulsi sisu pitu matu jo rakhat siya raghunath.
Quote, in the way that parents intervene when the children play with a snake or put a hand in fire, Sita and Rama are like the mother and father who protect Tulsidas in the manner of a small child. Dohavli, 147.
1. Playing with a snake.
What are you doing? Stop that, right now! Get back over here! Yes, I am dragging you away. You did not listen to me. You just had to play in that area, didn't you? There is no room for discussion. Say goodbye to your slithering friend. He won't be seeing you again. How many times have I told you not to go in the backyard alone? Why don't you ever listen? You get upset that I yell, but I have no other choice. That is the only way to get through to you, it seems.
2. Putting a hand near fire.
Stop it! Get your hand away. That is dangerous. Go ahead. Cry all you want. I had to yell at you. There was no time to explain anything. Would you rather get seriously injured? Is that how you want to learn lessons? I cannot take that risk. I am not able to tolerate watching you suffer like that. Lay all the blame on me. I will accept it. Guilty, as charged. Fire is very dangerous. Only grown-ups can go near it. Just be patient. When you are old enough, I will teach you everything you need to know. How to use the fire in the kitchen. How to light the lamp during the time of Arati. Whatever you want, but right now it is too dangerous for you.
Goswami Tulsidas uses these situations as a comparison for the oversight offered by Sita and Rama. They are like the mother and father to him, who intervene without question. There is no need to make an appeal. There is no looking to the heavens to ask for some kind of relief. It is an amazing comparison to study, since there are several layers to a rather simple setting. The child playing with the snake, for instance, might not know any better. They think there is no harm to the interaction. This might be the first time they have come across that particular species. The same for the fire. What harm can it really do? The fire maintains its position. It does not go out of place. It could be burning from the top of a candle. It provides heat and light. The fire is friendly in this regard. What harm can come from placing the hand directly over the flame? The superior party intervenes because they have higher knowledge. They do know better. They are not ignorant like the child. There is no need to ask for the intervention. There is a steady stream of oversight. This is one of the roles accepted by the parents without reservation. In the same way, saintly people devoted to the path of bhakti yoga might be blind to the dangers around them. They might be in ignorance of the feuds, the rivalries, and the envy that surrounds them. Their closest friends might be plotting to bring them down, spiteful of the advancement in consciousness, of the peaceful disposition resulting from a constant connection to the divine. The devoted soul might innocently approach danger, but Sita and Rama are there to protect. This is what Tulsidas feels and knows, based on his experiences. There may be so many envious enemies intruding and obstructing the outpouring of devotional affection. The collective force might be overwhelming, such that nothing can be done to escape the incoming fire.
Mahatmanas tu ma part. Devi prakritim ashritaya. Bhajante ananya manso. Jatva bhutadim avyayam.
Quote, O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.13.
As Sri Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, the great souls are under the protection of a different kind of energy. They are no longer subject to the strict laws of action and reaction, of positive and negative consequences in the arena of karma. These Mahatmas have given their lives over to the Supreme Lord. They fully accept his shelter, and there is the promise in response that the devotion will never perish. Despite whatever comes their way, the Mahatmas will land in a safe position moving forward. In closing, confidently to understand that in safe place to land, envious enemies despite, in others trauma to delight, with wickedness to plot, but Sitarama to block, because Mahatma always protected, whether knowing or unexpected.